you just talk about the flow of things right now for you guys, you know, as you get ready for your first preseason game?
Yeah, I think, you know, the first 10 days or so of camp have been really good. You know, I feel like we've gotten good work on the field. We're flying around, doing a good job. Still have a lot of things to improve on. You know, a lot of individual things at each position. You know, I think we can do better. But the positive thing is I think we're improving every day, and looking forward to getting an opportunity later this week to go down and play a different team.
Some of the situational stuff that you guys have done so far, what have you been most pleased with?
Well, you know, that's to us, I mean, you know, 50% of the game is non-first and second down calls. So, I mean, you're in third down situations, you're in red zone situations, you're in two-minute situations, four-minute situations, all kinds of different things that come up. And the better we can be at situational football, the more success we'll have. So I think Q's done a great job of putting us in those situations every day, forcing us to concentrate not only on just executing the play, but understanding, you know, what scenario in the game we're working on. Yeah, I think those guys have done a good job. You know, all three of them, the guys that you mentioned, you know, Josh does a great job for us in the slot. I mean, you know, he's athletic, got really good change of direction. You know, Marvin has gotten a lot of reps with the ones, you know, with some of the other guys just, you know, being limited on reps. And he's done a great job. You know, I think, you know, he's gotten a really good grasp of the offense pretty quickly. And then Reggie, you know, is a guy, local guy that shows really good speed and has made some good plays for us catching the ball down the field. So I've been impressed with all three of those guys.
Matt, last day of, you know, public fan opening and everything to practice. How do you feel about how the support has been so far this preseason?
Yeah, I didn't realize today was the last day, but, you know, I think the support's been awesome through training camp. You know, for as long as I've been here, it has to have been some of the biggest crowds I've seen. So today, probably especially, you know, showing some appreciation for our military and having a bunch of the families from the TAPS program out here to be able to see them and spend time with them was really fun. And just having so many people on the Hill supporting us during practice has been great.
10 days in, does the grind of camp feel different at 32?
I feel pretty good. You know, we don't have to go two times a day in pads like we did when I was younger, so that part of it's pretty nice, but I mean, my body feels really good. Felt like I came into camp in great shape, and you know, feel like I've been getting really productive work out of practice, and you know, taking care of myself off the field.
It seems like a lot of time you spend with receivers, kind of doing this and this, kind of giving them. I'm not sure. First of all, what are those conversations like
sure.
in general? And second of all, how valuable is that time to kind of either get on the same page or get them doing it how you want them to do it?
Yeah, I think that time's critical. And that's what's, you know, so great about training camp is you have the opportunity to really focus on ourselves and not the opponent that we're going against. And so when I have the opportunity to talk through some things on the field, you know, with our guys and you know, give them a feel for what I'm seeing, how things look from my end, where I would expect them to be at, but also hear their feedback, too, of kind of, you know, what puts stresses on the corners that they're going against. I think that stuff is invaluable. So those conversations, we have those with all our guys, and there's constant communication throughout practice.
Yeah,
what kind of things have you been doing to prepare for the mental grind of the season and as a team?
Yeah, you know, I think for me, I think, you know, balance is the key. You know, it's a long year for sure, and staying mentally fresh is really important. I've learned that throughout my career. And so it's, you know, it's about, you know, balancing your life and making sure that, you know, you're as fresh as you can possibly be so you're as productive as you can be in the meetings and out here on the practice field. And that's different for everybody. You know, I think, you know, everybody's individual and everybody needs different things. But for me, you know, I've kind of figured out my routine and feel pretty good.
To go back to those conversations about the receivers, how do they differ with a guy like Julio, who you know he's going to do what he's going to do, and a young rookie coming in?
Yeah, you know, I think with the young rookie, it's you know, you're really just emphasizing the basic points and trying to make sure, you know, they understand from a conceptual standpoint what we're trying to do. With Julio, it's, you know, we have so many reference points of experiences that we've had throughout our careers together that, you know, I can ask him to help explain some other things to the guys too. And that's where his leadership is so important for us. He's such a great mentor to that position group and really our entire football team. But our conversations, Julio and I's, are, you know, they're probably just a little bit further along, you know, because we've had so much experience with each other.
Matt, on that same subject with the young receivers, we know that you're precise with your throws. Does that help even more? Because you talk about Julio having a catch radius and you know where
sure.
to put the ball and stuff like that. When you got young guys out there that might not be in the right place, does that help you personally to say, hey, you know what, I know I got to get you right there in that spot?
Yeah. I mean, it's I'm always pushing to try and be as precise as you can be. And that's something that, you know, every day we go out to practice, that's a focal point for us as a quarterback position, is to see how accurate and how precise we can be. When you have young guys in there, I think one of the biggest things that you have to realize is understanding what a good ball is, and then maybe, you know, if it wasn't a good ball, adjusting to where they're at. I think experience for me has helped me get to a place where I can explain to a young guy, no, even though we didn't complete that one, that ball was where it needed to be. You have to get yourself into this position. But also, you know, there are times where they run a pretty good route and I got to put it in a better spot. So I think experience, knowing that with young guys is really important.
How do you think your relationship with Sark has improved over training camp?
Well, you know, I think our relationship was good, you know, from the start. I think the more time you spend with each other, the more you get on the same page. And I think that's probably what has happened, you know, throughout the spring and really throughout, you know, the first week and a half of training camp is that we've, you know, gotten a better feel for how he calls plays when we get into, you know, our team periods and are moving the ball and just playing football. I've gotten a better feel for kind of his demeanor, how things come in. And also, you know, I've been very vocal about the things that I like. So I think we're further along than we were in the spring. But again, you know, with the games coming up, we still have a long way to go.
What do you like most about working with him?
Well, you know, I think he's really smart. You know, that's probably the thing that, you know, I've noticed on the field and in the classroom is that, you know, he's you know, he's been around and coached in a lot of different places with a lot of different skill types. And I think when coaches do that, they become very well-versed in a lot of different things. And so I think, you know, Sark's been around a lot of different places with a lot of different players and has some really good concepts and ideas.
Matt, last question. It's game week, and that's something you haven't actually heard since winter time. It's not really about you these first couple preseason games, but what do you think, what are you working towards just in this first one?
Well, you know, for me, it's about going out there and trying to, you know, start fast. You know, whenever you get this first preseason game, you know, we're knocking the rust off when we first get into training camp, but you're doing that same thing the first time you go out there and play. It's different when things are live. And so I want to see where we're at, you know, for sure, where I'm at from a timing and feel perspective. So with whatever opportunity we get out on the field, however long Q has us go, I want to make the most of it and, you know, compete and try and be the best we can be.
Thanks, Matt.